Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 through 16, and Matthew chapter 24, verses 42 through 47. The Reverend Merritt Dembski is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our first reading this morning comes from 1 Timothy chapter 6. But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will display at the proper time. He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see, to him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading comes from Matthew chapter 24. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour you do not expect. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his master has set over his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Grace and peace to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Stay awake. Or don't. It's just what Jesus tells us to do. Son of God, God in the flesh, tells us to wake up, to stay awake, because we don't know when he will come. Jesus is in the middle of talking about the end times when he tells his disciples that he will return at a time when they won't expect it. Our text today starts with therefore. So it'd be helpful to know what Jesus is saying so we know what he is there for. Jesus had just finished saying, no one knows the hour when heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. He says, life will keep going on like usual. People living their lives, getting married, buying the newest iPhone. I'm sure it's in the Greek somewhere in there about the iPhone. Either way, life will be usual. People will be eating and drinking, going on with life, and then bam, Christ will be here. Right when they least expect it. He says it'll be like the flood. Everyone living their life, things going on like usual, and then the flood comes. God protected Noah and his family through his promise, but everyone else was wiped away. Noah remained. He says it's going to be the same way. He says, therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. And then he compares this with a burglary. He says, if you know someone's going to break into your house, you're not going to fall asleep that night. You're going to stay awake, and you're going to make sure that you're not left with nothing. You're going to make sure that you're not destitute in the morning when he has taken everything. So you're going to be vigilant. You're not going to fall asleep on the job. In the same way, Christ is coming. Stay awake. Be wise. Be a faithful slave of Christ, doing what he has called you to do. He has brought you into his Father's household. He has woken you up with his word through the Holy Spirit. And now you are with your Heavenly Father, and you're waiting to enter his home to see it with your own eyes, what is already promised to you, to be with your brothers and sisters in Christ. So watch for your Lord and Master to return. In our epistle lesson, Paul writes to Timothy, kind of saying the same thing in a different way. He says, there's a lot of false teachers out there who will be cheating people. They're going to be focused on saying whatever they want to say to make a few dollars. And then in our reading, he says, but as for you, flee from this. Keep pursuing or aggressively chasing after righteousness. doing what is right in God's eyes, standing rightly, chasing after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. And notice he doesn't have a little sub point of saying in public. It's your whole life. It's everything, whether it's in public or private. You are living an active life of going after the things of God through Christ. Christ has already woken you up and given you life through his death and resurrection. He won the battle for your soul. So now, go to him. Go with peace in this life that only Christ can give you because he has already given you everything. Don't sit back in the Cheeto-stained cultural couch of entertainment and mindless selfishness and let life happen to you. Instead, stay awake. Chase after the things of God and fight your way through all of this mess and garbage of this world as you take hold of Christ's promise of eternal life. Because if we're not careful, we will fall asleep reclining on that couch of complacency and apathy. We will forget what is true and what is right, and so we will pass out. We say, may it not be. Don't let this be the case. Instead, Christ made the good confession of who he was before Pontius Pilate, and we still hold on to that confession. We live by it. But too often we fail to do so. And that's why Christ went to the cross, so that his perfection covers over your imperfection. He went as the perfect and wise servant of the Father, so that he now rules over the whole household, feeding us exactly what we need and strengthening us for this life. He feeds us with his word so that we have the strength to make it through this life filled with temptation and sin. Jesus has the eternal honor and dominion, and so that's who we look to for our strength. That's who we go to for our peace. And that's who we keep our eyes open for as he returns in glory. I mean, doesn't that encourage you a little bit? Doesn't that boost your morale to want to push through the things of this life? The hope that you have in Christ and what we're looking forward to. When we remember who Jesus is and what he has done for us, when that is proclaimed to us again and again, it gives us strength. And he gives us his Holy Spirit through his word. So we pursue and chase after godliness and love and faith, steadfastness and gentleness. So that we keep our eyes on him for his return. And even though this should strengthen us and encourage us, there are plenty of things that distract us. And man, do we get in the way of the process. Boy, we need to have God's word constantly. We're redeemed in Christ, and yet we don't always listen to his word. And then we get a little sleepy. Things don't go as planned in this life, and our eyelids start to feel a little heavy. We face difficulty, and where we were once pursuing righteousness, faith, and godliness and love and steadfastness and gentleness, now we're just pursuing the next paycheck. We're pursuing the next friendship. We're looking for the next book in the self-help section that will finally fix everything. We just start gossiping to get things off our chest, to tear others down, to build ourselves up. Fighting against one another rather than fighting the good fight of faith. But praise be to God that he continues to come to you through his word. He continues to come to you and plant seeds as his word is proclaimed to you. He continues to bring you back to himself through the Holy Spirit. He continues to nudge you awake every time your eyes are starting to close. He continues to give you the food that you need to nourish this body and soul so that you stay awake. You are in your master's house through Christ. You are sons of God through Christ. You live under his rule and reign in peace to life everlasting. Amen?
Amen.
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Vance and Linda Becker, who serve the Lord in Kenya. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.